USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Power was restored to the heart of New York City after a major outage impacted an estimated 72,000-plus customers, mostly in Manhattan's Midtown and Upper West Side. Con Edison said it completed power restoration to all customers on the west side of Manhattan, and the last of the six electrical networks is back in service. Speaking to reporters, Mayor Bill de Blasio said investigators were still trying to determine what caused the outage, but he said officials now know that terrorism is not to blame.
The investigation is going to look at the root cause, but I want to say up front, the one thing that we are as certain as we can be at this moment about is this was not a cyber attack, and this was not an act of physical terrorism.
Federal authorities have confirmed there was no evidence whatsoever of nefarious activity in that situation.
Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in Hong Kong fought with protesters as they broke up demonstrations by thousands of people demanding the resignation of the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's chief executive and an investigation into complaints of more police violence. The protest in the northern district of Sha Tin was peaceful for most of the day, but scuffles broke out when police started clearing streets after nightfall. Some protesters retreated into a shopping complex where they and police hit each other with clubs and umbrellas. Police appeared to arrest some people, but reporters could not see how many. The violence wound down toward midnight as the remaining protesters left the area. The demonstration added to an outpouring of grievances this year against the former British colony's leaders. Critics complain that they're eroding Hong Kong's freedoms and autonomy and are more responsive to the Beijing government than to the territory's people. Organizers said 110,000-plus protesters took part, while police say the number is more like 28,000. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Trump administration officials defended the need for planned immigration raids expected to take place in 10 cities across the country, even as they remain tight-lipped about the details of the widespread action. Ken Cuccinelli, the acting director of U.S. Customs and Immigration Services, said on CNN's State of the Union that he would not divulge any operational details of the immigration and customs enforcement raids. Cuccinelli emphasized that the agency is prioritizing violent criminals as opposed to the undocumented immigrant population in general. While it was unclear whether the planned raids were underway in certain cities, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio tweeted that his office received reports of, quote, reportedly unsuccessful ICE enforcement actions in the neighborhoods of Harlem and Sunset Park. Volunteers handed out flyers in those neighborhoods, and de Blasio's office put out this public service announcement playing on radio stations throughout New York.
Immigrant New Yorkers, you have rights if you're approached by ICE. You have rights in your home, you have rights on the street or in public. You have rights if you are arrested by ICE. For free and confidential immigration help, call Action NYC at 1-800-354-0365.
Meanwhile, community organizations began to make preparations in other cities for the expected raids. In Houston, a string of churches opened their doors for anyone wanting to take refuge. The churches also assembled supplies to deliver to families too afraid to leave their residences for groceries or other necessities. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.